Hello. Before departing on this journey from coast to coast, a little rundown of the route in relation to the overall length of the presentation. Overall driving time was 65 hours. This is compressed into 48 minutes of audio. Starting point is Brooklyn, New York at 0 minutes, approximate time of day 3 p.m. The border at Niagara is reached at 6 minutes 20 seconds, approximate time of day 11, 30 p.m. Toronto shortly thereafter at 8 minutes 45 seconds, approximate time of day 1 a.m., overnight stay. Detroit reached at 13 minutes 05 seconds, approximate time of day 5, 30 p.m. Chicago is passed at around 18 minutes, approximate time of day 10, 30 p.m. Minneapolis-St. Paul is passed at 25 minutes 15 seconds, approximate time of day 6 a.m. Fargo goes by at about 27 minutes 30 seconds, approximate time of day 10 a.m. Winnipeg is reached at 31 minutes 10 seconds, approximate time of day 1, 30 p.m. Second leg of journey begins in Winnipeg at about 2 a.m. in a snowstorm that only ends after the Rocky Mountains. Regina is passed at 35 minutes 25 seconds, approximate time of day 9 a.m. Lethbridge at the foot of the Rockies is reached at 37 minutes with heavy compression of the prairies, approximate time of day 5, 30 p.m. Then the mountains are crossed and the Fraser Valley with sunshine is reached at 45 minutes 50 seconds, approximate time of day 10, 30 a.m. It all ends at 48 minutes 06 seconds in East Vancouver, exact time of day 11 a.m. Enjoy.
Brooklyn, New York, Gary, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
The map too. Yes, I'm a spot. I ever met my own woman.
You miserable cum sucking bitch!
I got two freaking assignments. One at 983 South Avenue and the other one at 85 East End Avenue.
Hyperspace jump successful.
Civilized world was stirred to anger and action. History will remember the United States as a tragedy running in fear of their lives.
We need a House of Un-American Activities Committee. We need another Senator McCarthy, and we need it fast. We need a soft-spoken guy like Harry Truman who can drop an atomic bomb on one of the major terrorist capitals if this keeps up.
Here's a tip. Aluminum foil makes a lovely hat, and it blocks out the government's mind control rays.
Despise other religions.
You're scum. You're fucking white bread.
I feel that this has given me the most incredible and wonderful thing that I have ever been given, and also the worst. It's a mixed bag. I have been taken to the absolutely to the depths of extreme terror by this. I've had my whole soul undermined by it. On the one hand, on the other hand, in one sense, my experience has been about finding joy.
Fucking rude, you know that?
And we've got the news.
Took off fast, didn't get far. I fired pow! He fell between two parked cars. He was coughing, crying, blood dripped on the street. And I smacked him on joints off of his feet. While laying there dying, all he could say was, oh, please, man, let me take my Air Jordans away.
I started a thing against baggy pants on my website, and people love it. And he's asking me if I can start a grassroots effort to ban boom cars.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
more feminized nation. No, not a more sexually promiscuous nation. No, not a more homosexualized nation. Only a more savage nation can survive.
Thank you. pause it and it jumps to the next track?
No, you gotta change that. You can't do these things all out.
Chest muscles are relaxed also, and your shoulders are so relaxed now, and your arm and your fingertips completely heavy, wonderfully relaxed. Your neck muscles are relaxing perfectly, and your shoulders are so relaxed. Your face muscles are relaxing, and your mind is so perfectly at ease. And now my voice is going to count down. I will count down from 30 to number 1.
Thank you. shut up. is on. You are depressed.
Get back.